From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington and New York City. Bill Gallo has the details.
The U.S. State Department said this was in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said in a statement that the U.S. believes the action was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between the two countries. Last month, Moscow ordered the United States to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half, to 455 people, after Congress overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against Russia. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The United States flew some of its most advanced warplanes and bombing drills with allied South Korea on Thursday. The U.S. and South Korean military said it was a clear warning after North Korea launched a mid-range ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear bombs over Japan earlier this week. North Korea hates such displays of U.S. military might at close range and will likely respond with fury. Two U.S. B-1B supersonic bombers, four F-35B stealth fighters were joined by four South Korean F-15 fighters in live-fire exercises at a military field in eastern South Korea that simulated precision strikes against North Korea's core facilities. Venezuela's attorney general opened an investigation into 10 companies involved in the alleged embezzlement of about $200 million in contracts with the state-run oil company PDVSA. The office also assigned two prosecutors to investigate actions by opposition members that support U.S. economic sanctions. This is VOA News.